another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Well, in our last very exciting episode, very determined to celebrate his release from captivity in Chicago, the winged warrior was wandering through a maze of underground passages in search of his secret chicken cave, the place he had intended to hold the celebration. He was joined in this search by several intimate friends he'd invited to the intimate affair, along with a 42-voice children's choir and a 10-piece orchestra.
Let's try and stay together, gang. In a couple minutes, I think we're going to find it.
And several days later, in a large cavern filled with stalagmites and stalactites, the weary search party came upon the feathered fighters, Grandma and Grandpa, who'd been missing since the last party in the secret chicken cave.
Oh, Benton, it's so nice to see you.
How do you get out of this place?
Well, so thrilled was everyone at the discovery of the old couple that a celebration spontaneously burst forth right there in the big cavern.
Yay!
Gee, everyone sure is having a swell time, aren't they, Miss Helfinger?
Listen, Winged Warrior. Yes, Mayor, why are you holding your hand up?
Question.
What?
When do I make my speech?
Right after the 42-voice children's choir sings.
Hello, beautiful. You want to dance?
No, thank you. Winged Warrior.
No, thank you, Miss Helfinger. I don't dance.
How do we get out of this place?
I don't want to marry you. I just want to dance with you.
Later. Winged Warrior. Yes, Mayor.
When does the 42-voice children's choir sing?
Pardon me, everyone, but some of my children seem to be missing.
Hey, you want to dance, crew and face?
Oh, help us. Someone help us.
So there I was in Chicago, lashed to this public fountain, disguised as a duck, you see.
Winged Warrior.
Yes, Miss Helfinger.
How do we get out of this place?
Well, I think something will happen soon to get us out of here.
What's that?
Gee, I don't know. What do you think it is, Grandpa? How does your caving grab you?
Hey. A caving?
I haven't even made my speech.
No.
Wow. Chicken Man has certainly invited a cave-in group to his groovy party.